You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Representative Paul Scott, a Republican from Grand Ledge, who's also chair of the House Education and also chair of the House Education Committee. Sorry about that, Paul.
Not a problem, Cheryl. A lot of grands in this state.
There are, and they all are. Grand Ledge happens to be neighboring, so my mind just went there, of course, of Grand Blanc. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to talk to you after a hearing in the House Education Committee yesterday, bringing up again the discussion on increasing penalties for any teacher strike that may or may not happen in the state of Michigan. What went on at the hearing yesterday?
Well, Cheryl, it was a tough day. You know, we're in the middle of having a lot of conversations about reforms aimed at helping children, but given the recent events with the teachers union, we had to unfortunately take a committee hearing to discuss strike penalties. And we introduced legislation, Bill Rogers, who is a state rep from Brighton and chairs our K-12 Appropriations Committee, and myself. It was a two-bill package that we present before the committee for their consideration. Chairman Rogers' bill would decertify teachers for a minimum of 2 years if they are found to be engaging in a strike or strike-like activities. My bill would focus on the union and decertify the union for a minimum of 5 years if they are found coordinating a strike. And, Cheryl, really, that's the main point here. We have a union that is just out of touch with the economic realities of this state, to the point where when we're having budget discussions, and I think the budget proposal was to cut school funding by 3.9%, which is drastically lower than many of the other budgets, and they're talking about engaging in a legal strike. So that's just not a winning solution for taxpayers, for parents, and most importantly, children. And you know, we had to set forth some rather stiff penalties before the committee for consideration.
And where does this pair of bills are the what is proposed go from here, Paul?
Well, we had the initial committee hearing yesterday, and the committee members are now talking and trying to decide, you know, amongst ourselves, you know, where do we want to go and what do we feel would be the best possible deterrent to ensure that there isn't a strike and a stoppage on education in the state, and, you know, not just for this year, but moving forward. Perhaps previous legislators should have saw this coming. Unfortunately, we're in this position. I can't blame them. I couldn't have imagined anyone organizing a strike over budget discussions, but, you know, that's where the teachers union is. So, you know, committee members are talking, and we took some feedback. We had a superintendent, Dr. Greg Barrisey, come in from Wayne Westland School District. They unfortunately went through a four-day strike in 2008, and he shared his story where nothing really happened. And that's clearly set a precedent that the teachers' union seemed to find acceptable. And so we're looking at the policies.
Well, and it's not it's not as though you just came up with this idea that the teachers union might strike. I mean, there was emails and messages sent out from the top of the MEA suggesting that people make major stave off making major purchases and save enough money to cover their expenses for up to 2 months. I mean, one could easily infer from that a job action that could include a strike is being thought about.
Well, it couldn't even be. I think it goes beyond mere inference. You know, she told them, you know, not to make any. The union president, Iris Salters, told her members not to make any large purchases and had them for a month taking votes on whether or not they would walk out if a strike was called. And again, you know, the teachers in my district and in the districts of the members on our committee, they just want to teach now. You know, all of us are concerned about the economic situation, and none of us, Republican or Democrat, enjoy having to talk about making cuts to the various departments given our economic situation. But those are the realities of the times we're in. I would have hoped Iris Salters would have come to the table with her own proposal on how to balance the budget. Instead, she's just delved into illegal activities and fear-mongering and, you know, telling teachers how to how to make expenditures. It's just unfortunate.
Well, and in fairness, I have been trying to get a hold of Doug Pratt, spokesman for the MEA, and I hope to do that shortly. But when we have to back up, I think, a step to what you just said, it's illegal for teachers to strike. So that's what I'm trying to get my head around in this process, Representative.
Yeah, you know, same with me. I mean, you know, whether you think teachers, you know, have a right or have a cause to strike or not, it is against the law. And, you know, from a lawmaker perspective, part of the reason you run for office is to have that seat at the table to discuss policies and laws. And if laws aren't respected, I mean, we live in a civilized society and we have to follow laws whether we like them or not. You know, all of this kind of goes back to, you look at Iris Salters. You know, she's making around $300,000 a year without taking into account any benefits. In the Michigan Education Association apparatus, they have over 100 officials, union bosses, whatever term you want to use, that are making in excess of $100,000. They all receive pay raises of anywhere from 5 to 13% this past year. And you know, of course, if schools get cut, those union dues will go down. And we need to be talking about the children and not union bosses fear-mongering and sending out letters and trying to intimidate the legislature. We need to be having serious discussions about how to balance the budget and how to set Michigan on the correct path for decades to come. And that's just not the direction the union went in, and you know they're just involved in illegal activities. And I know my colleagues on both sides of the aisle are very concerned about it.
Well, and there's also the concern, of course, for folks, as you said, teachers in your district just want to teach. So I would think there's some concern about not following their union leaders as well.
Well, and the superintendent from Wayne Westland touched on this. You know, it's known that if you don't follow orders from the union, there's severe retribution in the form of, you know, your reputation amongst your colleagues, pressure the union puts on you. He was talking about nasty letters the teachers who didn't go on strike are still receiving from this day from the union. That's why we put such stiff penalties, before the committee. So if a teacher could look their union boss in the eye and say, hey, I just can't do this because I will lose my career. Maybe more teachers would be willing to stand up, but the union leadership has put their members in a very difficult situation. You know, right as we're getting close to the end of the year and standardized testing and graduation, it's just not healthy at all for the dialogue and public discourse.
So it sounds like this pair of proposals is to get the thought of a strike off the table and get back to doing the work of pairing the budget.
Yeah, you know, from our end, we're just trying to get back to the budget from more of a public policy end. You know, as teachers are hearing this from their union leader and getting the mailings that are kind of ratcheting up a lot of anxiety and stress. You know, we want to send a message that we're serious about this. We are serious about public education. We really, really respect the hard work that teachers are doing in the classroom and just want to move on to balancing the budget and getting to a point where we can talk about ways to improve student achievement instead of wasting time talking about things that are already illegal.
Well, very good. As always, I appreciate your time, Representative, and we'll keep following this process along.
Absolutely. Appreciate having the opportunity to talk about it, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Representative Paul Scott, of a Republican of Grand Blanc, also chair of the House Education Committee. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.